John chapter 4. Now when the Lord came to know that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making more disciples, and having them baptized, than John, and yet Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples did, he left Judea and went off to Galilee. And he had to cross through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of land which Jacob gave to Joseph his son. Now Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being tired from the journey, was just sitting at the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." After all, his disciples had gone off into the town to buy food. So the Samaritan woman said to him, "How come you, being a Jew, are asking me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get the living water from, then? Surely you are not greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and who drank from it himself, as did his sons and his cattle." Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Whoever drinks the water which I give him will certainly never thirst, but the water which I give him will become a well of water in him, springing up to age-abiding life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I don't thirst or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come back here." The woman answered and said, "I do not have a husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband.' For you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. You have spoken the truth about this." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you say that the place where one should worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Madam, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship that which you do not know, but we worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will clarify everything for us." Jesus said to her, "I am the one, I who am speaking to you." Then at this point his disciples came, and they were amazed that he was speaking with a woman. However, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or, "Why are you speaking with her?" The woman then left her water jar and went away to the town, and she said to the men, "Come and see a man who has told me everything I have done. Could this be the Christ?" They left the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples prevailed on him, saying, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat, which you do not know of." Then the disciples said to each other, "No one has brought him anything to eat, have they?" Jesus said to them, "My food is that I should do the will of him who sent me, and complete his work. You say, do you not, 'It is still 4 months for the harvest to come'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the farmlands. They are already white, ready for the harvest. And the reaper receives wages and gathers fruit for age-abiding life, so that the sower and the reaper rejoice together. For in this matter the saying is true, that the sower is one and the reaper another. I have sent you to reap that which you did not toil over. Others have toiled, but you have entered into their toil. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him, on account of the words of the woman who gave this testimony, "He told me everything I have done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he remained there for 2 days. And many more believed on account of his words. And they said to the woman, "It is no longer on account of your story that we believe, for we have heard him ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Saviour of the world, the Christ." Then 2 days later he went away from there and departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet does not have honour in his own native land. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen everything that he had done in Jerusalem at the festival, for they also went to the festival. Then Jesus went to Cana in Galilee again, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went off to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was on the point of dying. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and miracles, you won't believe at all." The royal official said to him, "Lord, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son will live." And the man believed the words which Jesus had said to him, and he went his way. And while he was still going down, his servants met him and gave him a report and said, "Your child is alive." So he inquired from them the hour when he became better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the very hour at which Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole house believed. Jesus performed this second sign as he departed from Judea for Galilee.